I had a little time to spend with one of my nephews, whom I haven't really talked to in quite some time, and he reminded me and told me about a very significant healing he had. It was many years ago, but I'd like to give it because it relates to this church. He had spent some time here one summer working and attending our church services. And then when he was in college, he became very seriously ill with a life-threatening disease. And my brother, his father, called the practitioner in this church at that time. It was Mrs. Evans. And my nephew related, I guess he was truly at the brink of death. He had one of those experiences where you pass on and then come back. And he described how he felt, how beautiful the view was, and how everything made sense to him. And he felt such a sense of great peace. And he did come back. And in hearing this testimony, I realized he really was brought back from the brink of death. And what a wonderful, tremendous healing that was. And what a wonderful, tremendous healing work this practitioner did. I really cannot say enough about it. She had made many, many significant healings, because she understood and loved the science so much and loved Mrs. Eddy so much. And it was from her work, and you hear about practitioners today, but it was from her work. We were all taught from her. And of course, she was taught from a fine practitioner that she worked with. And all of this stems from the pure Christian science given to us by Mary Baker Eddy. And I state the pure Christian science that truly does heal, with the great understanding that accompanies it. So I was grateful to be reminded of that wonderful healing that was, he's now a man, but a young man, that he had that healing. It was very significant, very powerful. He owes his life to it. And I know my brother acknowledged that and acknowledged the work that practitioner had done for him. So I'm very grateful for this church, for its pure, correct teachings of Christian science that get handed down to all of us so that we can all practice it freely. Thank you for those readings tonight, the beautiful music, all of your testimonies, and thank God for Christian science, and have a good night.